All right, let's be honest. Who really enjoys wrestling with spreadsheets? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? Like all those tiny little boxes and numbers and formulas. One wrong move and bam, total chaos.
Yeah, I've definitely had my share of spreadsheet headaches over the years. And it's not just the potential for errors, it's the time it takes to do even the simplest things, you know? Like pulling a basic report can feel like an epic quest sometimes.
Totally. And it makes you wonder, right? Like, there's got to be a better way, especially when we're talking about something as important as, well, early childhood education.
Oh, absolutely. That's actually what today's Duck Dive is all about. We're going to be digging into this idea that maybe, just maybe, it's time for early childhood education centers to ditch the spreadsheets for good.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. We're talking about these incredibly important places that are nurturing and educating our youngest learners, right? And the information they're managing, it's not just numbers on a page. It's kids' lives.
Exactly. And the article we're looking at today really drives that point home. It's called It's Time for Early Childhood Education Centers to Ditch Spreadsheets. And, well, the title kind of says it all, doesn't it?
It definitely grabs your attention. So let's jump right into the heart of the matter. Why is relying on spreadsheets such a problem in this particular context?
Well, for starters, think about data integrity. Spreadsheets are just so prone to human error. One little typo, a misplaced decimal point, and suddenly you have inaccurate information about a child's allergies, medications, or even emergency contact info. And those kinds of mistakes, well, they can have serious consequences.
Ugh, it's almost too scary to think about. I mean, every parent's worst nightmare. And the article highlights another huge issue, scalability.
Right. As a center grows, those spreadsheets just can't keep up. They become these massive, unwieldy beasts, making it nearly impossible to manage all that data efficiently. Imagine trying to track hundreds of children's records, attendance, billing, staff schedules, all in one giant clunky spreadsheet. It would be a nightmare.
Yeah, I can see how that would quickly become overwhelming. Not to mention the potential for, well, just complete chaos.
And let's not forget about collaboration, right? In a busy early childhood center, you have multiple staff members who need to access and update information constantly. But with spreadsheets, it's like this constant game of who has the latest version? It's inefficient, it's frustrating, and it can lead to, well, even more errors.
And then there's the whole security issue, right? These days, protecting sensitive information is more crucial than ever, especially when we're talking about children. And let's face it, spreadsheets just weren't built with the kind of robust security features needed to keep that data safe.
That's a really important point. So, with all these challenges in mind, the article suggests that early childhood education centers seriously consider transitioning to a more robust system, something called a database management system, or DBMS.
DBMS.
You
Okay, this
know.
sounds a little intimidating, to be honest. What exactly is a DBMS, and how is it different from a spreadsheet?
I hear you. It does sound a bit technical, but it's actually not as complicated as it might seem. Think of a DBMS as a secure online hub for all of your center's data. It's specifically designed to handle the complex needs of early childhood education.
So instead of having all these different spreadsheets scattered all over the place, everything's centralized in one secure location.
Exactly. It's like having this super organized digital filing cabinet, but with built-in safeguards and, well, superpowers. It's designed to keep data accurate, accessible, and secure. Plus, because these systems are built for collaboration, multiple staff members can work on the same information simultaneously without creating conflicts or overwriting each other's changes.
So no more emailing spreadsheets back and forth or like leaving sticky notes on someone's desk reminding them to update something.
Exactly. Imagine how much time and frustration that could save. Plus, with a DBMS, pulling reports and analyzing data becomes a breeze. No more spending hours manually compiling information from different spreadsheets. You can generate comprehensive reports with just a few clicks.
Okay, I'm definitely starting to see the appeal here. But let's get real for a second. Making the switch from spreadsheets to a DBMS ACK. I mean, that sounds like a pretty daunting task. Where do you even begin?
Well, the good news is that the article actually breaks down the modernization process into these manageable steps. The first step is all about assessing your needs. So, you know, what kind of data do you have? Who needs access to it? And what kind of reports are essential for your center's
Okay,
operations?
so it's kind of like taking inventory before you go grocery shopping, right?
Yeah.
Making sure you're not buying things you don't need and that you're not forgetting anything crucial.
perfect analogy. Once you have a clear understanding of your center's specific needs, you can start exploring different DBMS options and choose the one that fits best. It's like choosing the right size shoe. You wouldn't buy a size 10 if you wear a size 7, right? You want to make sure it's the right fit for your center.
That makes total sense. So what are some of the options out there? I mean, are we talking about like super expensive software that requires a team of IT specialists to install and manage?
Not at all. There are tons of options out there to fit every budget and technical skill level. You have everything from cloud-based systems that are super user-friendly to more traditional software installations. And here's the really exciting part. There are even these no-code platforms designed specifically for people who aren't, you know, coding wizards.
Oh yeah, those no-code platforms are getting a lot of buzz these days.
So even if you're not a tech expert, you can still create a custom DBMS that's tailored to your center's unique needs.
Exactly. Think of it like building with blocks. You can drag and drop different elements, create custom forms and workflows, and basically build the system you need without writing a single line of code.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. It sounds like those no-code platforms could really be a game changer for a lot of centers. But yeah, you know, change is hard, right? I imagine there are a lot of centers out there that are maybe feeling a bit overwhelmed by the idea of transitioning to a whole new system. What advice would you give to those centers? I think the key to a smooth transition is having a solid plan in place. And that starts with cleaning up your existing data. So, you know, getting rid of any duplicates, making sure everything's accurate and consistent. Then it's about designing the structure of your new database, making sure it's organized in a way that makes sense for your center. And probably most importantly, providing thorough training for your staff.
Yeah, because even the most amazing system is useless if nobody knows how to use it, right?
Exactly. Invest in training, provide ongoing support, and really empower your staff to embrace the new system. And the article also stresses the importance of starting small. So maybe pilot the new system with a small group of staff before rolling it out to the entire center.
It's sort of like dipping your toes in the water before jumping in head first.
Precisely. That way, you can identify and address any kinks or challenges early on and make sure everything's running smoothly before you go all in. Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
So we've talked a lot about the challenges of ditching spreadsheets, but let's shift gears for a minute and talk about the rewards. What are some of the tangible benefits that early childhood education centers can expect to see once they make the switch to a modern DBMS?
Oh, where do I even begin?
Mm-hmm.
Improved data accuracy, faster reporting, streamlined communication and collaboration, enhanced security. The list goes on and on.
So it's not just about making things easier for the staff. It's about creating a safer, more efficient, and ultimately a more nurturing environment for the children.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the peace of mind that comes with knowing that sensitive information is protected and that the system can grow and evolve alongside your center. I mean, that's priceless.
So as we wrap up our deep dive today, it's clear that moving away from spreadsheets isn't just about, you know, keeping up with the latest technology trends. It's about making a conscious decision to invest in the well-being of our youngest learners by empowering early childhood education centers to operate at their very best.
It all comes down to this. What aspects of your current data management system could be improved by adopting a more modern approach? I think it's a question worth pondering.
It really is. And for those listening who are intrigued by the idea of those no-code platforms we mentioned, a quick web search for no-code solutions for early childhood education is a great place to start. You might be surprised at what you discover. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.